Ann Coulter, What Now? By Ann Coulter on November 4, 2020. This may be the strangest election in history in that there is no evidence that any sizable group of people want Biden for president. It's his fourth time running for that office. This year, Biden lost three primaries in a row, coming in fourth in the Iowa caucus, fifth in New Hampshire, a distant second in Nevada. At the end of February, he had accumulated a paltry 14 delegates, compared to 45 for Bernie Sanders and 26 for Pete Buttigieg. Then James Clyburn said, "Vote for Biden," and African Americans in South Carolina voted for Biden. Although the black vote is not monolithic, they decided to make an exception this one time and vote monolithically. Democrats never looked back. Biden has nothing going for him, no constituency, no fanatical supporters, just a career in politics that stretches back 50 years. Bill Clinton had Southern Democrats and baby boomers. Gore had the global warming zealots. George Bush had conservative Christians and Texans. Even Hillary had fanatical supporters. Remember the Pumas, Party Unity My Australian Dollar Dollar? How about the weeping loons at the Javits Center on election night 2016? Will anyone weep that Biden lost? No, they'll weep because Trump won. Yes, much of Trump's vote hated Hillary, but surely at least 70% of them actually supported Trump. 99% of Biden's vote is, "I hate Trump." How did Joe Biden become the nominee? Because he was the candidate most acceptable to black people. Why? Because he was Obama's vice president. There's a coalition built on rock. Combine the empty suit from Delaware with Kamala Harris, who was polling at about 2% among Democrats before she dropped out of the primaries. Harris added nothing to the ticket, except Biden's ridiculously narrow, self-imposed requirement that his vice president be a woman of color. Unfortunately for him, there just aren't a lot of massively impressive black women who are elected Democrats right now. Barbara Jordan is dead. Shirley Chisholm is dead. Either of them would have been chosen over Kamala. When Harris' campaign crashed and burned, I thought I'd embarrass myself by predicting she would be the Democrats' 2020 presidential nominee back in 2016 before I'd ever heard her speak, before she'd even won her Senate race. But on this, I was right. She strokes all the media's erogenous zones. She's got the Hollywood glamour. Why, I think she's even better looking than Michelle Obama. Not as gorgeous as Beyoncé, but beauty like that only happens once a century. Harris will be in a dozen Vogue fashion shoots. She's so cool. She wears sneakers, and cited Tupac as the best rapper alive. Wait, what? Oh, we didn't know Tupac was murdered in Las Vegas 20 years ago, either. She's presentable in Hollywood in the Hamptons. Poor Al Sharpton has been lurking around for 30 years, but Kamala is someone we can invite to our apartments. Harris isn't a huge hit with the Democratic base. She's a hit with the people who make decisions for the party. My prediction is redeemed. If voters had been forced to focus on Harris, Trump would have won in a landslide. But this election was entirely a referendum on Trump. It's irrelevant who he's running against. Maybe if they had dug up Hitler to run against him, other issues would have come up, but even that's not a sure thing. Harris sent out a tweet the day before the election saying, "There's a big difference between equality and equity," along with a video demanding that we all end up at the same place. Is anyone listening? She's not saying everyone should have an equal opportunity, but that everyone should get the same stuff. Hello? Suburban women? Harris wants to move poor people next door to you whether they can afford the house or not. It's as if Harris was running a test. Do people even care what we're running on? Democrats could come out for vivisection of little children. No one cares. A significant share of the electorate was voting for anyone but Trump. The media had wept enough of the population into such a blind Trump hatred that the Democrats' vetting process for Biden was, "What's your name? Okay, you'll do." What happens if this bland, placeholding figurehead is sworn in as president? Assume on Jan 20th, Trump's gone. Now what? The media can't blame the next black man killed by cops on Trump, and they can't turn off the coronavirus panic. Does the virus suddenly go away because someone new is in the White House? The toughest job for the media is going to be coming up with an excuse to put Trump on the front page once he's gone. Have they thought about what happens next?